Then he held up both his hands, for he dread God had taken vengeance upon him. With that he heard a voice say, "Boors, go hence, and bear thy brother no longer fellowship, but take thy way anon right to the sea, for Sir Percival abideth thee there." Then he said to his brother, "Fair sweet brother, forgive me, for God's love, all that I have trespassed unto you." Then he said, "God forgive it thee, and I do gladly." So Sir Bors departed from him, and rode the next day to the sea. And at the last, by fortune, he came to an abbey, which was nigh the sea. That night Bors rested him there, and in his sleep there came a voice to him, and bade him to go to the sea. Page 328. Then he start up, and made a sign of the cross in the midst of his forehead, and took his harness, and made ready his horse, and mounted upon him. And at a broken wall he rode out, and rode so long till that he came to the sea. And on the strand he found a ship covered all with white samite, and he alit, betook him to Jesu Christ. And as soon as he entered into the ship departed into the sea, and went so fast that him seemed the ship went flying. But it was soon dark, so that he might know no man, and so he slept till it was day. Then he awaked, and saw in midst of the ship a knight lie all armed save his helm. Then knew he that it was Sir Percival of Wales, and then he made of him right great joy. But Sir Percival was abashed of him, and he asked him what he was. "Ah, fair sir," said Bors, "know ye me not?" "Certes," said he, "I marvel how ye came hither, but if our Lord brought you hither himself." Then Sir Bors smiled, and did off his helm. Then Percival knew him, and either made great joy of other, that it was marvel to hear. Then Bors told him how he came into the ship, and by whose admonishment, and either told other of their temptations, as ye have heard, to forehand. So went they downward in the sea, one while backward, another while forward, and every each comforted other, and oft were in their prayers. Then said Sir Percival, "We lack nothing but Galahad, the good knight." And thus endeth the 16th book, which is of Sir Gawain, Ector de Maris, and Sir Bors de Ganis, and Sir Percival. And here followeth the 17th book, which is of the noble knight, Sir Galahad.